words of love you remember at the one at home for God.
Each time we say is the last time that we keep hanging on.
And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
It's a few minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Sound Companions on UMFM. I'm your host, Joel Treneman. Sound Companions is on to its sixth show here at the station. Each episode will explore one record from the 1960s through the 80s, alongside a match from the 1990s and 2000s, based on a shared theme. I'm here live in studio. My occasional co-host, Evan, has joined me. How are you today, Evan?
Good.
Whoa, that's it's a little loud. It's a good squawk.
I know.
All right. Well, here in Winnipeg today, it's a day of weather advisories and a crisp minus 36 degree wind chill. So I'm in the mood to escape in a musical sense, if nothing else. Let's think about the sun, the beach. Evan, when's the last time you went to the beach? Does it seem like forever?
I think about in the fall.
Yeah. Well, what groups come to mind when you think about the beach?
The Beach Boys.
Yeah. So what could be comparable to the legendary Pet Sounds? Brian Wilson's 1966 magnum opus. So new collaborators, Panda Bear and Sonic Boom, got together for a 2022 album that is part homage, but also newly creative in its own right. So this episode's companions are Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys from 1966 and an album called Reset by Panda Bear and Sonic Boom, which came out in 2022. We're going to spin a 1972 pressing, a beautifully preserved vinyl belonging to my dad. And let's get right into Pet Sounds here on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah! Took a look at myself and said, "That's not me."
Welcome back to Sound Companions. You just heard the first three tracks from the A side of Pet Sounds.
So what?
Wouldn't it be nice? You still believe in me, and that's not me. So Pet Sounds is a pretty famous album. If you're not too familiar with the history of the Beach Boys, they released quite a few very poppy, very sunny, very surfy-oriented records in the early 60s, a lot of very popular singles, and but it was very much considered kind of light pop music. And Brian Wilson, the leader of the band, decided to take a turn from that and didn't entirely reject that type of template, but wanted to go in a different direction and became a studio production wizard and brought in a very solid group of session players to try to make his vision come to life. This album is cited in many places as one of the greatest or most influential of all time. The Beatles have mentioned it, you know, back in the day as one of the primary catalysts for them to make the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. And there are many influences that have persevered all the way through until today. Which brings us to the story of Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. Panda Bear is notable as a solo artist and also in the kind of experimental indie rock group Animal Collective. Sonic Boom actually approached Panda Bear to collaborate and create this album. We'll get into a couple of the tracks from there for you. The first couple are called Whirlpool and then Danger.
Taking me down fast and letting me out. always love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Yeah. The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music stomp. Records at $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this monthly sale or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
And we're back, Sound Companions. That was the first two songs on the B-side of Pet Sounds. God Only Knows, one of the very best Beach Boys tracks. Really gives you the full impression of how Brian Wilson revolutionized studio recording. The use of layering there, the atmosphere, the texture, that was masterful. Followed up by the second song on that side. It's called I Know There's an Answer. Co-host Evan, how are you feeling after that set?
Tired.
That's a real nice, warm, mellow set of songs, hey?
Yep. And tiring.
Well, it's bringing us to a nice, warm, relaxing place here. The folks that made Reset, Panda Bear, and Sonic Boom have really picked up on this type of production style. In the modern sense, they're layering a lot more samples in their work. Sonic Boom is an individual known as Peter Kember. He's an English songwriter and producer. He has been in mostly psychedelic-oriented bands. Spaceman 3, which lasted from the early 80s until 1991, was a good example. He's also collaborated with Stereolab, Yola Tengo, and done production with MGMT. Who are bands that whose sonic mood is not too far off what we've been hearing today? We'll check out a couple of more tracks from Reset, getting into the more upbeat part of the album. These two are In My Body, followed by my favorite, Edge of the Edge.
It's in my body. It's in my body. It's in my body. It's in my body. They don't have to even tell me, you know it. There's no doubt in my mind. When there's a ruffle in your feather, you show it. There's no trace. Sitting on some seeds, so you sow it.
it. There's a trail down your arm. Precious in your prep, you can drop it. There's a ring in a farm. It's in my body. It's in my body. It's in my body. It's in my body.
To the edge of the edge of the edge of the edge of the edge.
You're listening to Sound Companions on UMFM. Today we are comparing two albums, Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys back from 1966, and you just heard two tracks from Reset, a 2022 release from Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. That was the most bouncy, fun song of that record. It's called Edge of the Edge. If you look these up, all of the releases from this album have incredible animated videos to go with them. Definitely worth a look. We're trying to be in a summery escapist mood today based on the time of year and the frigid life of Winnipeg. It was just giving me memories of Winnipeg Folk Festival in 2023, the year after the release of that album. Panda Bear and Sonic Boom made an appearance at the Winnipeg Folk Festival on a Friday or Saturday night at the Big Blue Sam stage. And what a party it was. We can look back on what else has been influencing those artists, in addition to the Beach Boys, whom you can, you know, hear within the sonic environment of Reset. Here are a couple of other touchstones that I figured out from this record.
Son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. But if you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work. Boss, I was sick.
Now you can't. you the car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fun vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sound Companions on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard three tracks. The first two were influences of Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. You heard Randy and the Rainbows from 1963 with their hit song Denise. Obviously, the main sample of Edge of the Edge was built with that song, followed by Summertime Blues by Eddie Cochran. That goes back all the way to 1958. And just most recently a track called Don't Forget the Sun.
Was that the Beach Boys?
Well, it sure sounded like the Beach Boys, didn't it? It's actually a group called the Explorers Club, and that comes all the way up to 2008. The Explorers Club put out a record called Freedom Wind, and they are unabashedly basically making tribute music to the Beach Boys and doing a mighty fine job of it based on that track. We're almost ready to leave you. We'll fit in one or two more songs here, including one of Evan's favorites.
It's Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys.
Going back before Pet Sounds, let's hear one of the early Sunny Beach Boys songs.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desautels Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theatre on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. Whether you're joining the kickoff concert or supporting from home, you can donate today at give.umanitoba.ca/Ron Paley. Help fuel the future of jazz and keep Ron's impact growing. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectibles store.
Hi, this is Naomi Shelton, the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, Winnipeg.
When Wilpa will call, and even is night, I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place by a place.
Starting us off here on the Rip Tab Blues Show here on CJUMFM 11.5. I hope you folks are having yourselves a nice day out there. It's a little bit gloomy. Got to stop the record there. It's a little gloomy out there. But overall, it's another good Winnipeg long weekend. And I hope you all are enjoying yourselves the best you can. Today, I thought, because it's a bit of a gloomy one, that, you know, why not bring a couple of the good old vinyls in as well? And I haven't played my Fats Domino record in a while. I had grabbed this one back, way, way back. This is Fats Domino, Rock and Rollin', which has got a bunch of different tracks on here. About 16 tracks, which is actually pretty incredible. But overall, one of my favorite Fats Domino records. Because that's, like, my only one. But overall, a great record. The next record we're going to play is one I wanted to play way back a couple weeks ago during our Pledgerama. But I wanted to try to get as much out there as possible in terms of content. And today, I want to kind of have a nice, kind of slow, bluesy moment here with how gloomy it is. And honestly, yes, we will be playing This Guy Is Crying, Elmore James. Don't you worry, that's going to come up here pretty shortly to go along with the rain and gloom feel. But one thing I wanted to bring out was my Albert King Livewire Blues Power album, which this one is amazing. It is a live album, which if you have been around for a while in the blues scene, you would know exactly what type of album this is. It is a live performance at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco. And I want to read something here on the back here before we go into it. This is coming from Gene Simmons from the Discorp. Distribution Corp, Los Angeles, California. I met Albert King a few months ago. I introduced myself as Gene Simmons, West Coast promotion man for Stax Records. From our first meeting, Albert called me Bill. He likes the name Bill. This is, in a sense, is Albert. In working with Albert for 6 weeks, you find a man, a musician, a human being. He is respected by all that he comes in contact with. While doing a five-day gig at the Whiskey in Hollywood, many of today's top recording stars made it a point to catch at least one Albert King set. The self-taught musician, Albert plays his acts all wrong, being left-handed, and he grabbed a right-handed guitar and didn't change a thing. To this day, he plays upside down. At the Shine in Los Angeles, the crowd never sat down all night. I suggested to Al Bell that Stax cut Albert live at the Fillmore in San Francisco. Al Bell said, "Swing." That's how this LP came about. I know it was a great experience for me, as this live LP will be for you. Dig it. And honestly, this album, I think, really shines a whole light on